On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aftermath.
Welcome back to the Aftermath podcast. Morning mess, Joey boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
In this episode, ladies and gentlemen, brown versus white.
Of course. That's how it always is.
I like my chances.
You're the minority here.
As he rocks his FIFA World Cup
USA. USA, one for you, one for me. Those are the rules on the show.
I was telling the show, I've noticed a difference as everybody's in World Cup, just celebrations and togetherness and voting for your team, what have you. The difference of I will be on the brown side, obviously, of browns and whites, the way they celebrate and they cheer on their teams. And the celebrations are quite different. Just not rooting for your favorite team for soccer. Parties in general, like any type of party, the Latinos and whites just do it differently.
It is, yeah. And I remember just being at the Mexico versus Czechia game, and I was just watching whenever there was a goal scored. It just felt a little different for some reason. The Caucasian parties that I've gone to, the like the Team America parties that I've gone to, they celebrate different. I don't know what it is.
You know what? I've seen this. I think you guys always, you're like, yeah,
yes,
let's fucking go.
Yes, let's fucking go.
And then there's a high five. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
It's like a hug type ordeal. But when Mexico scored their first goal, it was like something I had never seen before in my life.
Yeah, you got drenched with beer.
Yeah,
they start throwing beer.
They throw beer. They throw each other in the air. They hug, even if you don't know the person.
Throw each other in the back and spin them. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's some different shit.
It's just you have to know what environment you're in because it's going to get chaotic.
And it's not even they won the game.
No.
They hit a goal.
Yeah.
Right.
And they lose their freaking mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is just quite different. I've seen both. And you seem, the funny thing is JD has seen both, and the expression on your face, like, oh my God, they are really going hard on a goal.
Especially in sports, it gets me so jacked up because I love when people are passionate, especially about sports. So to see that kind of energy, it just brings a camaraderie, and it's kind of like what you said earlier. It just feels like a worldwide Knicks celebration.
Yeah.
You know how the Knicks won the final and it kind of brought New York together? I feel like the World Cup, it just brings people together. You find out who's a fan of, you know, what country. Maybe your family originated from somewhere and you're going for them in the World Cup.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that also low-key watch soccer in general, you know, well, football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're into the Arsenal, the Real Madrids, and like, so they get to see their favorite players play in like their Olympics type ordeal. It's just fucking tight.
Yeah.
The World Cup is sick.
It's different with this World Cup because you said it perfectly. Certain people are going for teams and they're not even from that country.
Right.
Maybe your favorite player, like Argentina, you know, just like Messi.
Literally wearing a Messi shirt right now.
And you don't have to be Argentinian to go for him. Or, you know, Reynaldo or like Mexico, USA. I don't really watch soccer like that. I'm one of those guys looking for a good game.
And same, yeah.
So I'm just watching to watch the game, but also be part of the celebration. Like, I want to go see Messi. I want to go to a bar.
Oh, yes.
And watch Messi play at a bar and see, like, can you imagine being in the fucking bar with everyone? This guy scored 3 goals in one game.
Yeah.
And not me trying to understand that. I'm like, yo, you're right. That's like an NBA player making 100 points. Making one goal is tough. 3, a hat trick in one game. I'm like, really analyze that. Like, fuck, that's like making 100 points in a basketball game.
Yeah, because for me, I don't really care too much about soccer. I get into it because my husband, whether we go to an actual game or we're going to bars, I'm there for strictly vibes, but I know it's going to be fun every time. So that's what I'm there for. Like, yes, it's fun. And I love being proud of my culture and stuff because obviously I go for Mexico. So it's really cool seeing everyone just like come together in that sense. But it's just so much fun. Like, you're not going to have a bad time anywhere you go. That's
There's
the best part.
So much happening.
So
there
much.
There was just, at this Mexico watch party, there was just so much happening and I just was falling in love with it. I just don't recall being in an environment like that in quite some time.
Yeah.
It was just fire.
And it's just going to keep going up and up and
up. Oh, I know.
Like every game, the knockoff rounds are up next, right?
Yeah, knockout
rounds. But all that's to say, let's not make it about sports. It's a celebration in general.
Correct, yes.
What's the biggest difference that you've seen, like maybe at a birthday party, you're at, you know, or a bunch of Latinos there, opposed to like say it's a birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Latinos are celebrating someone's birthday. And the Caucasians, your white folks, how they celebrate. What's the biggest difference?
I think you usually, for sure, depending on when the party starts, you're usually there anywhere from, you're either there early or you get there 15 to 30 minutes past that. It's nothing crazy. Now, when I was invited to the carne asada, I was told to show up at 6:30 promptly. Yeah. And so I did.
Yeah.
And then I was also told that the rest of the family wouldn't show up until around 8:30 or 9. And I was like, the fuck is this about?
Yeah.
I will have been here already for 2.5 hours. Apparently that is a normal thing.
It is a normal thing. And I will say one thing that does upset me about that is they'll start cooking so late. And I'm like, please, can we just... like start the grill at 6 so that way we could eat by like 7:30.
What am I supposed to do? And everybody's like, just sit. It's a very like relaxed, very, but yes. So I just want, it's a very like family, you know, you're spending time. Whereas like my Caucasians, we just get right to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's
you're chilling.
No family. Well, at least in my family, it's just like, you're there for the party. You're there for the reason not to like hang out. If that makes sense.
Just like I show up to a birthday party, let's open the gifts, cut the cake, and then we're done.
Yeah, it's a mission. Yeah, you know what I mean? This is something on my to-do list.
And like with me, and then just like culturally, even with Latinos, a little bit different. See, I'm Puerto Rican, but I grew up with Mexicans in L.A. Mm. So I remember going to friends' house or their family parties, and you try to leave like midnight, 1 a.m.
Don't do
it. And they'd be like, I remember it vividly. Like, yo, why are you being a bitch? Why are you leaving? Like, they will call you out for leaving early. Like, they expect you to, like, no, we breaking dawn here. Like, we're going to stay up to 3 a.m. And I'm like, bro, I'm tired, dog. I'm like, I can't drink anymore. I can't eat. I just want to, like, why are you being a bitch, bro?
I know you get bullied.
Why you Irish goodbye? Is this where it originates from?
I have no
idea. Because you don't want to be made fun of when you're leaving? Is it?
I don't really get cared. Because if someone's like, oh, you're going to be a bitch. You ain't going to take the shot. Like, no, I don't get peer pressured into doing stuff. Like, but now when I don't want to be somewhere, or I don't want to partake, I don't care what you think about me. I just say no to your face, or I just leave. Or, but growing up with Mexicans, man, they just go out. Like, they go beyond of like, dude, there's no way I can drink anymore. I'm tired.
It's too much.
It's just too much.
Like, I just say no.
You're telling me. Yeah. I mean, Ivan's family, my husband, they go so hard. And the Irish goodbye kind of backfired because his cousins can go to like 11 a.m. the next day if the party started at 7 p.m. prior. And for me, I always say, and my joke is club hours for me. 2 a.m., I'm done. There's sometimes where I can push it till 4 a.m. That's when I'm feeling a little crazy or the alcohol is hitting just right. But there was one time where I was like, I'm just going to avoid getting bullied of like, why are you leaving? You need to stay. Take a shot. So I'm going to Irish goodbye. I Irish goodbyed and come to find out one of his cousins wasn't happy with that. She was like, that's so rude. Like, why would you leave without saying goodbye? Which is another thing in a very Hispanic or Latino household. It's like, you have to say hi to everyone and you have to say bye to everyone. And sometimes it's those things where you say bye 10 times, you'll like say bye and have a full conversation and then say bye again. So I was like, ooh, that kind of backfired to where I can't Irish goodbye anymore. I just have to be
high
like,
five to the Irish and white people for that. The Irish goodbye thing
worked. I mean, we are 5 and 10 minutes and then we were like bye, hug on our way out type ordeal.
No, it does not work for me.
No, Latinos are very, you're disrespectful if you leave. Not just with your elders, just your peers or stuff, like, no, you got to say, oh, you're going to fucking leave without saying bye, dick?
Yeah, literally. That's like, what I was like, oh, man.
It's literally like you said, you have to say hi to what's up. You got to do the...
Everyone.
By that, your shake fucking hands. Palms or your wrists are bloody.
What is there left to talk about?
So much. So Wait, much.
Really? Like, so you're just saying goodbye to everybody and they just still want to have full-blown conversations
like, okay,
with
bye.
You?
Oh, let me know about that. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, let me know when so-and-so's party. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear? Like, it just happens. It literally just happens.
It's a fucking nightmare.
I'm just so used to it. And then you have to go around. Well, bye again. Bye again.
Bye again?
Yeah, you say bye at least like 3 times.
Oh, no.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
What I learned, I remember, like, I had a high school sweetheart, and we were together for like 4 years. I knew her whole family. They were Guatemalan. Mm-hmm. But that was the same thing. You had to say bye and hi to everybody, be respectful. She had a big ass family. But after a while, man, like when you got tired, I made myself known. I was always loud. I'd be like, okay. Buenas noches. Really loud. And they just knew I was doing that, mm-hmm. that I was in it. I wasn't going to go around the whole party, give hugs. And yeah. then they want each person.
Even if you don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to say bye and hi to
it. Big shout out to the white folks with Irish goodbyes. I like it.
And y'all don't have to say hi or bye to anyone because you guys don't find it like rude, right?
Once we grab our coats, we are fucking gone.
Grab coats.
Like that is it. Like when we are making our way to the door, it is a quick
another difference. They have a coat check. We just have a random room or a random room. Yeah.
Sometimes the Mexicans, you don't want to wake up the baby that's laying down, a random baby. You leave your coat. I'll get it tomorrow. Yeah. A sabana is over the baby. Yeah, my coat is the baby's blanket. I'll get that tomorrow.
Just leave it. Or it's just long gone. you're either not getting it back.
Not JD. Nope. That's my coat. I bought that at Neiman Marcus. Yes. Neiman Marcus. I'm taking that with me. Little Ignacio up. Up and at him, Ignacio.
On delay, sir. Yeah, get the fuck up, man. I need that.
It's like that's stupid so little funny. Baby.
Quite different.
That's actually kind of funny to me that your jacket would literally just be long gone. That's funny to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was one time where I was in Mexico and I let one of my cousins borrow my jacket and I just really wanted it back because it was so warm. And I felt bad asking for my own shit back. I was like,
I know.
I was like, Ivan, can you like ask her to give it? I was like, it's one of my favorite, like it keeps me so warm when we're here because it's like, it was during New Year, so it was cold. I was like, I just really want it back. And I was like, but I feel bad for wanting it back and it's mine.
Mexicans taught me so much. I do stuff that I still grew up. I always in the back of my Jeep or in a car, you always have a blanket.
Yep.
And you always like a hoodie mm-hmm. or a jacket just in case. That's so true. Yeah. I do that because growing up, every Mexican I hung out with, they always had a blanket in the back just in case you go to a park or you go to a beach, you have a blanket, a sabana, and then you always have someone. A girl's cold.
Yeah.
You always have a hoodie or jacket to put on her. To this day, I still do that.
Oh, and just make sure it's not important to you because things will go miss, especially if you're so close with everyone. I had a fan the other day and I let someone borrow it. Couldn't tell you where it's at. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're so close with someone, they'll just...
Look it. Not JD. Not me. I bought that cardigan at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, that's thievery.
I need that back, Kyle.
For me, I'm like, I'll just get another one. I'm like, it's fine.
Or you take one of their things after a while. You just,
So everything you buy, you're just like, I might not own this one day.
That's why I'm like, you have to pick and choose. Like, if you're okay with it just being gone.
Super facts.
So when you go to a party, that absolutely is in the equation of what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I might not get this back because it'll be on some stupid fucking little kid.
No, literally. Literally.
Wow. Please be watching this on YouTube. I'm smiling.
He giggled at it. He was joking. Okay.
Yeah. I think at one point towards the end of the year, you start cleaning out your closet. You have like, I never bought this. This isn't mine. This isn't mine. You just have hoodies or jackets from shit that you just took from somebody.
Yeah.
Or someone gave you.
My sister-in-law, she asked me to borrow a shirt. They went to Mexico and I wasn't going. And I literally was going through my clothes and I was like, I don't think I'll ever wear this again. It's cute. She can have it. Like I had to have that mindset of like, because I'm not going to get it back.
Yeah.
So I was like, good riddance.
So you've had some parties at the crib. What have you come up on that people have left? Like, have you come up on any silverware?
Like when I do Friendsgiving, I have like spoons and stuff, or I have like my mother-in-law's bowls. Man, do I have a stack of those. And then just like jackets. Like keychain things, like, you know, bottle openers people keep on their keychains, stuff like that.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. Just random.
JD would never. He could never.
No, man, we're taking everything back.
You'll find like a random boot. There was some boots left for Ivan's 30th birthday last year. We're like, who the fuck's boots are these? Like,
that's crazy.
A grown ass woman's boots. We're like, whose boots are these? And there's no other women in our house right now. So someone left barefoot. Isn't that crazy?
Huh. No one's asked for them back.
No, I just tossed them. Whoever she was not getting them back.
Can you imagine JD, like someone's over, one of his boys is cold, and he has a big old jacket. You're like, wow, sucks for you. Yeah. There's no way he would offer his shit.
Never. Mm. He's like that scene from Dumb and Dumber when he's wearing two gloves.
You had an extra pair of gloves this entire time? Yeah. It's the Rockies.
It's the Rockies.
That would be JD.
Yeah, that would totally be JD, yeah.
Oh, that's a little funny. Oh, there's another thing that I can think of. For sure, music. the music is way different because every time, shit, this banda that we saw at the Pemberton was so fucking loud.
Uh-huh.
And all these bandas are so loud. They're so in your face. I don't know how you guys don't have hearing problems. Like, as a DJ,
probably do.
I know I have hearing problems, but if I had a banda growing up, my hearing would be shot.
Yeah, it's just
all there.
Just become immune to it. Don't get me wrong. There's times where, like, if I'm at a restaurant and it's really loud, I'm like, all right, let's turn it down a bit. Like, I'm still human. But it's just one of those things that on a random Monday or Tuesday, I'll open my front door, especially with the neighborhood I live in, and someone either booked a grupo or they're just blasting their music. And it's not like, I'm going to call the cops. It's just like, oh, they're having a good time on a Monday? Damn, that's crazy. And then I just go back in my house.
Wait a minute. Safe space to ask a question.
Huh.
Is a banda different than a grupo?
Yeah, a banda's a band, like, okay, all like 15 different dudes, if that number's not correct, but whatever, give or take. And then a grupo could be like 3 people.
Okay, group versus band.
Yeah
could have just said that would have helped me out a lot.
Well, maybe if you just actually translated it. And
yeah, the party that we hosted, that was a banda.
Yeah, that was a banda.
Okay. Yeah, because that was like a 10 piece.
Yeah, and what I had at my house for like Mother's Day when you went, that's a grupo. It was like 3 people.
I want to ask you guys, when you guys go to a Caucasian party, what are your favorite playlists? Like, what do you like
hearing?
My favorite
white person.
That you guys will play? Yeah.
You guys, like, go to a white person function and you're like, oh.
When they just play, like, the funny, you know, they call it, like, yacht rock?
Yes.
It's just like, you know, don't stop believing. Because I'd be like, yeah, I remember this joint.
Uh-huh.
You know, shit, the yacht rock is my favorite because they're so into it. And you could just see, like, the older gentlemen, they're just toe tapping.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really get into it.
Yeah.
Because Mexican households or Latinos, when you like a song, you just start singing.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you're bad at singing or
yep, they
just
don't care.
Sing.
I've been to some part of the Caucasians where they're toe tapping and they'll start humming it.
Oh, the humming, yeah.
They won't do the whole singing thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Bon Jovi is like your guys' Lechona.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't Stop Believing is like Lechona.
Journey.
Yeah. Don't stop Lechona for believing.
Some DJ, make it happen.
Yeah. You.
Remix it. Yeah.
Wait, you're a DJ. A DJ right here.
No.
I don't want to do it. It sounds complicated.
He's like, I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine? Who would I get more hate from? Don't answer that question.
Both sides.
Yeah. I'm like, if it sucks, both sides.
Oh,
do both
so
sides
good.
Justice.
Yeah. The food?
The food is a big, yeah,
big deal. I was just watching, they were interviewing people that are in this country for the World Cup, what have you, and they're interviewing all these people, different dialects, different parts of it, and they ask, what's the best food in the world? And I'd say 90% of them were, Mexican food.
Nice.
Mexican food. And I have to agree. I mean, I love my Puerto Rican food, but I mean, literally, I think we've had this conversation. I think every day I can eat tacos.
Yeah.
Yes.
I fucking love tacos.
Same.
Because it's just a simple thing of a tortilla. Then you have different meats. You could put it, and then different salsas, and you could put cheese and chopped tomatoes and then green salsa. Red. I love tacos. So, like, unequivocally, like they said, Mexican food is the best. So when I've been to your parties, sometimes quiche doesn't hit.
Quiche.
I barely learned what quiche was a couple years ago. Pulled up to that bridal shower and there was quiche. I said, excuse me? I felt offended. That was crazy.
Don't be playing with me. I do not ever have quiche at my parties. Don't ever do that.
I don't
that.
Even know what it tastes. I saw it and I was like, that's just not me, dog.
Quiche is okay, but it's
just
not
egg,
like,
right?
When you,
or no.
Well, I, yeah. Wait, do you know what quiche is, Harry?
No. Really.
Okay. Thanks. When you guys show up to a Caucasian party, what is, like, when you know this is going to be a lit party, kind of similar to the music question, what are your favorite Caucasian classics, culinary wise?
Oh,
food wise?
Yeah. Normally, do you guys like a lot of finger foods, like chips, you know?
No, I hate that. I hate when I pull up and there's finger foods. We need to have an actual meal. I feel like that's like the Caucasian thing to do. No, I don't
want
to.
Yeah, we don't want, we don't have a lot of entrees.
But yeah, I want, like, when you go to a Mexican or Latino household, like it's a full meal, whether even, hell, if you order pizza, like, there's food for you to eat there and you know you're going to eat there. Whereas, like, my Caucasian friends, we eat before because I'm like, I already know there's going to be, like, carrots or, like, just little chicken tenders or taquitos.
Because you know what it is? I found out. I know what it is. My ex-wife was white.
Uh-huh.
And she would go to Target and buy all these fancy trays, you know, like they're elevated on a stem. And she just wants presentation, little deviled eggs and little, like, cucumbers and hummus. And everything has to look
the
pretty.
Aesthetic.
The aesthetic, Mexican household. You have the aluminum big fucking trays. You peel it back, arroz, habichuela, you know, frijoles, and everything is just, it's not presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know you're going to grub.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was our thing, like trying to do parties together. I'm like, babe, I don't care how it looks. We have to have the silver plastic spoons and we have to have this. It's all for socials and Instagram and little finger foods. And
yeah.
I'm like, people are still going to be hungry. This isn't going to do it. I'll be back. Where are you going? I'm going to Costco. Those ugly trays at Costco. I don't give a fuck what you do with the trays. I'm going to get the food so people are eat.
At least, even if you just get the pizzas from Costco, just provide food versus these little finger foods. That always gets me.
So when you might marry you marry your Latina, you got to do a little bit of both. Your aesthetic, but on the side, you have to have Costco pizza.
You can still have a charcuterie board, but have like an actual meal.
Yeah, you're so right. Because I remember when I was invited to the carne, it was like a sit down thing. It was like, we're sitting down, we're talking, we're enjoying each other's company. But a lot of you guys don't talk to each other though. You guys just sit.
That is another thing. Okay, this was where my American side came in. My husband is silent when he eats. And I thought that was so weird. I was just like, when we first started dating, I was gabbing at him. And he was like, hey, can I just like finish my meal?
He's like, hey, babe, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, can you please shut your fucking mouth? And I was like, oh, okay. My family and I are so used to discussing like, oh, how was your day? All this stuff. Ivan's family, when I went over there to have dinner with them, they're silent. They just eat. Right. And then they talk before or after, maybe a little bit, obviously, in between. They like to get down to business when it comes to that.
Oh, and we're big chompers.
So that's interesting. Talk, yeah. That's funny you say that because that's exactly how it goes. They're so in on their food.
I didn't know where to insert myself at the carne asada. I was like, what, does everybody like each other? Like, who's fighting here?
I had no idea
what the drama was.
At least that's what it's like for Ivan's side of the family, for sure. But I can't speak for everyone.
I was raised with my, we very rarely ate together. Like, my dad would get his plate, he'd go to his room. I think I always took the living room. My brother went. We would always grew up in a small apartment, and my mom usually just ate standing up in the kitchen. You know, she served everyone. But when we did eat, I think it was silent too. I think no one really had anything to say; just wanted to eat.
Yeah, you just
so
get to
interesting.
It.
Did you always eat at the table with your mom, like growing up? And
yes, unless there was like some kind of event on specific. Like,
but
it
for
had
the most part,
big, always at
you
the table.
You sat together at
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
No, that's the one thing I envy about like Ivan, because we had this conversation. I was like, did you guys always just sit together? He's like, yeah, at the end of the day, when my dad would get home from like a long day around like 7, that's when we'd eat dinner all together.
I love that.
Me too. For me,
that's
I was like,
awesome.
I want to implement that with my future family, because us, we're always on the go. They're taking me to softball practice, whatever. But when we did have dinner, like I'd be at the table or my dad would be like at the couch watching TV, or we were just all separated.
Yeah.
So literally similar to you.
I got to think, I'm going to implement that rule at the house. I don't cook as much as I want to, but I'm going to tell even my punk ass 21-year-old, like, when I cook, we're eating at the table.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that. Did you not already do that?
Yes, a little bit. Actually, my ex, I will say that about her. She would implement it. She wanted all of us to eat at the table. And I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. So maybe that's going to be a rule. If I cook, we're eating at the dining room
table.
Yes,
if it's takeout, you can do whatever. It's
whatever.
Kind of like you're already lounging type.
But if I'm cooking this meal and making a salad and all these extras, like, no, we're eating at the table.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good rule. That was like a culture shock. I remember growing up, I had a friend who like, they would be like, all right, guys, ready for dinner. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I thought I was going to go sit in front of the TV.
Kind of cool though, right?
It was cool. Yeah, when I was like, oh, whoa, families are different. Like, everyone does everything differently. But yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have for now. We can do a little life advice question.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Life advice.
All right. Let me go into my phone real quick. All right. Let's see. Okay. This is from Destiny. She said, my fiance wants us to combine all of our money after we get married, but there's one problem. I have a secret savings account they don't know about. It started years ago. I guess her parents went through a nasty divorce and it makes her feel secure that kind of like she has her own stuff. Is she wrong for keeping it a secret, or is everyone entitled to have like a financial escape plan just in case?
Hmm. All right. Well, we don't have the thing anymore, so we're just going to see where it lands.
It's a good bit.
Our last boss took it. That's funny, Chris.
I shouldn't spin it as hard because it's really not going to
stop. Now we're going to be here forever.
We're going to be here forever.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh.
Keep going.
Sienner.
Damn. Yeah. Got
pearly whites.
I know. Look at them. Wow. Look at all of us. That
mouth guard.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, it literally looks like I have a mouthpiece in.
That's a nice mouth guard on Sienna. I didn't notice that.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, what was the question? No, I'm kidding. I don't think it should be kept
like,
a secret.
Like, imagine one of you had a secret account. Would you share it?
Yeah, because I have my savings that I don't let my husband touch, because that's, you know, that's what I've been accumulating. And then I don't touch his savings. I think it's okay to have separate bank accounts. I personally don't have a shared bank account, or we don't, and we're married. So I feel like as long as it's a conversation, it's fine. I don't think it needs to be kept a secret, unless he is known to like steal money from you or something. I don't know. I don't think that's something that's like too much to keep a secret of. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just keep your own money, girl, and then have a shared bank account separately. Mm. Yeah.
Married man? Former married man?
Yeah, I'd have my own accounts, and I don't know if she had.
Did you, when you were married, you had your like separate accounts, or was it one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows it. She's bad with money. She would admit that.
There he is. That's why we.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way she would be. Yeah, she just. If she had $10, she spent $12. She owned that. But no, I don't think there's anything wrong having your own account, like your own little.
Well, she has her own secret account.
Secret account? Yeah, but... I think that's so common, more than we think. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have secret accounts. I didn't have a secret account. She just knew I had my own money and make my own money. But whenever she needed something, I'll give it to you if you need it. But to give her a card or here's access, I wouldn't do that. If you have to keep it a secret, that means there's a situation in that relationship.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, does he take money or something? Because why can't you just be like, hey, we could have this joint account if it comes down to that, but I'm still going to keep my separate savings. You're not touching it.
I do feel like in any relationship, maybe you're different, but there's always one that's better with money than the other, and you have to keep the other in check. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't be together. It just means someone's a little bit better with money. And if you are, maybe you need that secret account, but the other one is always spending the fucking money.
Yeah, I think just for her sake and sanity, she should just... keep it. But I don't think it needs to be a secret. You know what I mean?
That's the main question.
Yeah. I feel like she should be able to tell him. I don't get why he would be mad. What would he be mad about? It's not his money. You're keeping this money from me?
I don't know how weird people get about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's okay to have that. Just, I guess, be transparent. Because once you're married, you're sharing everything pretty much. But
I know. I know my mom got a secret stash from my dad. My dad.
Yeah, right?
My dad has the worst with money. Mm. The worst. And that was the thing that I benefited from seeing that. I'm good with my money because I see my dad like, oh my God, he's bad with money. So I know my mom has some money stashed away, as she should. Mm-hmm. That way she can do her nails when she wants to do it.
Exactly.
Do her little things without, you know, you're short on rent and da 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 da.
Yeah, I feel like it avoids a lot more fights, because imagine if you share an account and you're seeing like just it depleting, then it's like, where the hell is this going to? Yeah. Or you know what I mean? I feel like that could save some fights.
Who's it hurting if you do have a secret account?
Right?
Yeah, who's it hurting?
I come from a divorce household, so I'm just scarred in a sense of like, even if I was the happiest with my person, I always feel like I have to have a backup plan. Is that bad?
No.
Like financially?
Yes.
No. I don't think so. Because okay, like I said, I still have my own savings.
No one ever, you don't know anybody that's ever kind of gotten in a little tiff over that?
Yeah, but I think it's just depending who your partner is. If your partner is bad with money, I think you probably should have a secret account.
Yeah.
But if you're both well off and you're making, I don't know, throw out a number, you're both making over $200,000 each, you're both good money, no one has a gambling problem, no one, you know, then I feel like full transparency is probably the best way to go.
Yeah, I just feel like no need to share or keep the secret.
It's a fucked up thing if you have a secret account and your person got laid off and they're living, you know.
Yeah, they're struggling.
You're like, damn, another
that
ham.
That is the extra pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Damn, another ham sandwich. That's crazy.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. And you're fucking around with a fucking Red Lobster every other day. Like, damn, that's fucked up. That's when that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Damn, a Lunchable for dinner again. That's crazy.
That's when it would get crazy.
That's the only reason I would think if your person's suffering and their sodium intake is crazy because they're sucking on Vienna sausages. Sausages.
Like, Maruchan again? Ew.
Well, I could never.
I could never.
You're having ramen. It's a nice restaurant. That's the only reason. But that's just us guessing what's going on in your relationship. We have no idea. We don't know what the context is.
So if one of you has been eating that shit, then you know.
Yeah.
All right.
He said that shit. He couldn't say Maruchan.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Maruchan.
Yeah.
All right, Marika. See you around.
All right, y'all. That's the Aftermess podcast. We'll see you back on your radio and live.
The Aftermess.
Hi, Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.